BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Daniel's Decision.
Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon. He had to conquer Jerusalem three times because the people kept rebelling. The first time, he took the temple vessels of worship and the very best of all the people. The second time, Babylon took all the treasures and gold from the temple and stripped the city of everything of value, including the craftsmen, military men, and scholars. 10,000 people were marched off to Babylon. Among them was Ezekiel. It was a third invasion that the Babylonians destroyed everything in the city, leaving it totally demolished. When Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem the first time, Daniel was among the young men who were taken back to Babylon and trained to serve in the royal court. These young men were given the best instruction in language, literature, and wisdom. This training lasted for 3 years, and during that time, the king provided them the best food and wine. At the end of this training, they stood before the king, and he assigned them their duties according to their skills and talents. 4 of the young men selected were Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men determined before the Lord that they wouldn't defile themselves by eating and drinking things that were against God's law. Daniel asked the overseer to leave those things out of their daily diet. Oh no, I couldn't do that. The day is coming when you'll stand before the king. He'll see that you're scrawnier than the others, and then he'll have me killed. At this point, Daniel chose his words carefully. Please, before you decide, conduct a test. Allow the 4 of us to eat vegetables and drink water for 10 days. See how we look in comparison to the others. Then deal with us based on what you see. The overseer highly respected Daniel, so he agreed to this test. At the end of 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked better and healthier than all those who had been eating the king's food and wine. So the overseer allowed the 4 of them to continue eating only vegetables and drinking water. God was with Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He gave them knowledge and allowed them to understand wisdom. Daniel also understood visions and dreams. At the end of the 3 years, Nebuchadnezzar interviewed all the young men who had gone through his training program. He took extra time to interview Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They talked about matters of wisdom and understanding. Oh, the king was impressed and found that none of the others ranked as high as these 4 men. So they began serving in the king's court. He consulted them in every matter of state that required wisdom and understanding. In time, the king valued their counsel 10 times higher than the other counselors. Daniel continued to serve in the court long after King Nebuchadnezzar died. In fact, he served through the reigns of many kings.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.